yesterday, the power was out in our neighborhood, and I was freaking out. And then I realized how absolutely pathetic I was and we are in that, you know, the power goes out, and it's like at the end of the world. What am I going to do? Get my cup of coffee? I can't get on my computer. My phone doesn't work. My toilet flushes. And I'm like, just chill out. We got natural sunlight coming. I can run down the store to get the coffee. It turned out to be a fantastic day. It was kind of like when you go to work and you forget your cell phone and you're freaking out. And then you realize it's like the best day of your life that you don't have your phone. Brandon Austin Morris, good morning to you. That was great. So it was super. So I got a lot of people watching on Facebook yesterday here on Tony Curry Radio, and I'm Tone the Bone. And people are like saying, you need to get outside the studio more often and do things. So I went down the studio today to get a couple things to bring upstairs. As you can see, I've got my 55-gallon tank here from our good friend Ed's Pet World, in business for over 50 years down there in Homewood. They're one of our great sponsors. They're fantastic. They sponsor Dark Side of the Pooch. And so I thought I'd come in here and do this. So I go down the studio, and all of a sudden I see that thing run across the floor. I just posted the video. Had me a little mousy-mousy in the housey-housey. I mean, it's in the 50s for the first time, and all of a sudden I've got critters getting in the house. Totally cool. Actually, you know, sometimes mice run. This one just kind of walked up to me and just kind of looked at me. I was like, hey, dude. I mean, it was worth saving. So I got the tongs out, got the old mousy-mousy, didn't run away, and I put them in the backyard. It was good stuff. Got a lot to get into today. First thing I want to mention, WorkPlay, my good friend Tommy Williams, his lovely bride Courtney, they run just a tight ship down there. Great shows. Andy McKee is going to be playing a very special show on a Sunday night. Usually shows down at WorkPlay are on Saturdays and Fridays. Andy McKee playing the September 18th on Sunday night. Make sure you get your tickets through WorkPlay.com. WorkPlay.com, great website. And, of course, they've got things going on throughout the rest of the year. We have some things going on for Halloween coming up. Of course, the holidays right around the corner. So check out Andy McKee. He'll be playing at WorkPlay. WorkPlay and WorkPlay.com to get your tickets. And, you know, if you went to the Doobie Brothers, ZZ Top coming up, the Eagles, all these shows, $300, $400, $500 for tickets. You get on to WorkPlay, man. It's usually like $20, $25, $30. You're in the door. You're getting a great night of entertainment. The bar will be open. Doors open like at 4 or 5 o'clock. Just start knocking on the door and say, I want in, and they'll let you in, and you're good to go. Also going on, we have Coosa Valley Auto Sales, and I'll mention them in just a second, but we have a couple other things that I think are really interesting I want to talk about this morning. Mark David Chapman, you know who he is? He's the guy that shot John Lennon dead in New York back in 1980. I was 14 years old when that happened, and it was one of those moments for me, where were you when? Because I was in classic rock already. I've been playing classic rock radio since I was 12. And we come to find out that Mark David Chapman just said, listen, the only reason I shot and killed John Lennon was because he was super, 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 super famous, and I wanted to be super, 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 super infamous. And it's really the only guy that kind of came clean and said, this is why I did this. Obviously, dude ain't right up here because you just don't go offing people because they're super famous. But he wanted to make a name for himself, and he certainly did that. He was up for parole yesterday for the 12th time since 1980. He's been in prison for 42 years. Obviously, he killed one of the greatest rock and roll writers, performers, period. He knocked off one of the Beatles, the greatest band in rock and roll history, period. It's not even close. When you look at all the things the Beatles wrote, all the things they performed, all the things they did, all the people they influenced, it's not Elvis. You take anybody else, it doesn't matter. Without the Beatles, music would not be the way it is today, period. So he knocked off one of the biggest, greatest rock and roll legends, icons in our history. But it's time to let him out. I know a lot of people don't like me saying that, but after 42 years, and psychiatrically speaking, he seems to be there. Teresa Ponderwick, good morning to you. He's even said to the judge every time he goes up, listen, if I'm in jail for the rest of my life, I get it. I understand. I did a horrible, despicable thing. He's been incredibly remorseful every single time he's come up for parole. And again, this is the 12th time. And he's like, I get it. If you want to keep me in prison for the rest of my life, I get it. But he's been a model citizen in prison. He's done everything right. He's been in prison for 42 years. And yes, he shot John Lennon, but he doesn't deserve, miss me, to be in prison for the rest of his life. They continually put him up for parole the 12th time. He's done everything right. He's in the Bible study. He's changed his life. He's become a Christian. He's done all these things. It's time to let Mark David Chapman out of prison. And I go back to John Warnock Hinckley, who was just let out, was it earlier this year? He killed a guy. He injured three. He stalked two, and of course, he was the one that took the shot at Ronald Reagan, and he even got out. And then, of course, shooting was back in 1981. So it's time to let Mark David Chapman out. We're a very redemptive society. And yes, he shot John. A lot of people were like, you know, I get it. You know, you shoot police officers, you try to assassinate presidents, you shoot people at very, very high levels of power. I understand the rules are different. I get this. And I realize that John Lennon may be one of the greatest rock and roll icons of our lives. But after 42 years and 12 paroles, if he wants to get out, let him out. I'm totally cool with that. Yesterday, I was recording a show called Need to Know with Kip Kiefer. Kip is with the Birmingham Racecourse Casino. He's got two different shows he does with us here on Tony Curry Radio, TKR. Get the TKR app or go wherever you see Tony Curry Radio podcast. We're on every major industry. Wherever you get your podcast, you will find Need to Know with Kip Kiefer. He's also got a show called Want to Bet that runs on Saturdays here on Tony Curry Radio. And you can also find that on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast. He does football picks and he does that show live from Las Vegas. He was talking about how it was only a matter of time before people start trashing the Queen. We live in a society right now that the minute you die, before the body gets cold, we're going to start digging and finding all kinds of different things about a particular person, and we're going to have to hammer on her because that stuff sells. It's clickbait. It's what people want to see. We don't want always the good news. We want to hear the smut. We want to hear the dirtiness. She was, of course, in power for over 70 years. She had to have done something wrong, right? We heard about her, how she drank gin in the morning and she had martinis at night and she bred corgis and she was just a wonderful woman. We've heard what Prince Charles said about her, but we really want the smut, right? Well, I don't. I don't. And, you know, it used to be 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks afterwards. Sabrina Godsey Hamley, be warning. We used to wait like 6, 7, 8, 9 weeks before we'd start digging on people. And now in this society where breaking news is every stinking story, we have to get after someone like a day after they pass away. I mean, she hasn't even been put in the ground yet, and people are getting after her. There was a language teacher who came out. She goes to Carnegie Mellon University. She actually teaches there. And she said 2 days ago that she helps the Queen experience an excruciating death. She's basically saying that because of Queen Elizabeth, she was literally her colonizer. Kip Kiefer went on for about 30 minutes yesterday on the show. And again, you can catch it on where we have podcasts, Tony Curry Radio Podcast, and also on the TKR. Need to Know it runs every day at 5 o'clock. And basically had a really good point, and I totally agree with that. As you get a little older, and there's a reason why I'm on Facebook and I'm not on Instagram, I'm not on TikTok, and even on Twitter. Facebook generally is an older group of people that watch Tony Curry Radio and are on Facebook. A lot of people say it's the old person's platform, social media platform, and I would agree. But it's also the smarter one. And the reason we're smarter and the reason you don't find 18 and 19 and 20-year-olds with Facebook accounts is because we kind of got our shit together. We've been living a long time. We've made a lot of mistakes. We're smart. I was telling my kids the other day, you know why there's so many old people in church? You ever go to church? Like 70% of the people there are 70 older. You know why? Because they get it. They finally understand it. They know where that's where it starts and that's where it ends. Without him, we're not here. Without him, we ain't gonna make it. And they wanna go out in fine fashion, man. And that's why old people go to church, because they get it. You may have missed 50 years of church, but then when you get older, all of a sudden you find God because you realize that without him, we ain't going nowhere. And so for people on Facebook right now, I love this. We're all really, really screwed up. You know, I work with Dr. Josh Klapo, who'll be on with me on Thursday. We'll be on Fox 6 again on Thursday morning, 9:35. One of the reasons I love working with a psychologist every single day and every single week, he's my best friend, is because we are not doing a very good job. And I'm guilty of it too. But we got to check it back. You know, I talked to my therapist and counselor, and his big things are don't hit, don't quit. The minute something gets on your nerves, whether you're behind a slow Lexus driver or someone says something off color to you or something just doesn't go your way, the first thing we want to do is we want to react, and we want to react immediately. And the first thing we do is we go to social media and we're sitting on there. I mean, I see things that I posted like last week. I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? Because I didn't think, don't hit, don't quit. I didn't check it back for a second, count to 10 and take my feelings in and not deal purely through emotional verbiage. Look at some of the crap that we post And it's like, I got to get it out there first. I got to say something about the queen first. I got to do this first. I got to make sure I get out there before everyone else does, because we don't want to overreact. The overreaction is unbelievable. And it goes along with this Queen Elizabeth story in that, man, we all have issues. You have issues. I have issues. My next door neighbor, who's a Christian, who's 78 years old, has issues. My two school teachers across the street, who they're like the best people in the world. They're the greatest neighbors I could ever ask for. They have issues. Your mom's got issues. Your dad's got issues. Your brother's got issues. Your priest's got issues. Your lawyer's got issues. Everyone has got secrets and everyone's got problems. And we all make stupid mistakes. We even know when we're making mistakes and we still do the wrong thing. We're human. That's what we do. We're sinners. It happens. Now, we're an incredibly redemptive society. We want to forgive you. If you're truly sorry for what you're doing, we'll get after it. So when it comes to like bashing on the queen like 3 days after she passed, chill out. We need to chill the F out, man. Just chill out and relax. Why does everyone feel like they have to react to everything that's happening in the world when they don't know what they're talking about? I don't get it. I know everyone wants to be funny. Everyone's looking for followers. Everyone wants to have an image. They want a perception. They're posting pictures of themselves on the beach, you know, in Hawaii one day. The next day, they're bashing the queen. I get that. I understand, because it's all look at me, look at me, look at me. But we got to be more careful. We got to chill the F out, man. Relax. Imagine your life. Say that you are famous. And maybe you will be. And I hope you are, if that's what you want. And you're 60, 70, 80, 90 years old, and you finally pass away. And I think this is something we all think of. Johnny Michaels, good morning to you, brah. I think we all think about this. I always think to myself, if I died tomorrow, how many people would show up at my funeral? And I'd like to think that a lot of people would show up at Mass and show up at my church. First of all, because I'd be dying at the age of 56. That ain't good. But even in a later life, if I'm 75, 76, and I live what I consider a full life, and I think that's going to be in the 90s, how many people are going to show up, and what are they going to say at my funeral? And think about for a second, if you were famous, and everybody in that church started scooping on you, going through your Wikipedia page, going through all your personal bank records, going through all your relationships, making phone calls to every woman or man you ever dated or whoever you were born with, interviewing all your children, finding all your documentation of all the bad things you did. Were you arrested for something when you were 16, 17, 18 years old and brought all that crap up within 3 days of you passing away? That's shit, man. What's wrong with us? Where's the respect? Don't be hypocrites. Don't be hypocritical. You got issues. I got issues. The next time you see someone doing something stupid, and I did it yesterday, saw some guy sitting at a light on his phone. I was in a hurry. The light changed. He didn't go, and I was raising all kinds of hell, and I had done it at the light before him. I did the same exact thing. Chill out. Don't hit. Don't quit. Relax. It's going to be okay. You have to understand that all this crap that we're seeing all over social media and all over news, it's all coming at us so stinking fast because of the internet and social media stuff. Chill out. We all have big time issues. You've got a lot of issues that you have that no one else knows about. It's up to you whether you want to get those issues out. It's probably why you act the way you act, why you're irritable, discontent, why you're joyous, why you're super happy, why you act weird sometimes, why you act quiet, whatever the situation is, and that's okay. I engage with you, and I love you as a brother or a sister, and I appreciate you because I'm the same way. So if you're going to sit there and slam on a person who obviously was in the service industry for over 70 years, seven decades, and now you're going to slam on the queen, please, that says a lot about you and your own issues. Remember, when you're pointing the finger, three of the fingers are coming back at you. Remember that. Chill out a little bit. A couple other things I want to get into real quick. We've got Peter Cetera, the lead singer of Chicago. He's 78 today. I can't believe it. I thought for sure he was like in his 59, 60, 61. Peter Cetera is 78. A.J. McCarron, the only quarterback in college football history who's won back-to-back BCS national championships. You know, A.J. McCarron has got it pretty good. He was the backup quarterback in my Cincinnati Bengals for 4 years. He has started a grand total of 8 NFL games in his life. He has played in a total of 18 games in his life. He has 3 beautiful children. He has an absolutely beautiful wife. He's rich, and he's 32 years of age, and he's a free agent. That ain't such a bad life, you know? People are like, what's wrong with A.J. McCarron? Was he not that good? No, he was a hell of a quarterback. He just hadn't fallen into the right situation. At the age of 32, the wick is about ready to burn out for A.J. McCarron, but I would venture to guess that if you asked him, he's pretty happy with the life he's got. You know, Jay Barker, I'll be on his show later on today, being a backup quarterback in the National Football League, and I know everyone wants to get out there and play, and they want to compete, and they want to win football games. I get that. But being a backup quarterback in the National Football League, making millions of dollars and not taking hits every single day and having to take water baths after every practice, it's a pretty good gig. I hope A.J. McCarron is happy, and I hope he's exactly where he wants to be. At the age of 32, he's got another 60 years to be whatever he wants to be. So happy birthday to A.J. McCarron. It's pretty cool. And also on this date in 2019, Eddie Money passed away. I've gotten the opportunity. I've been super, super blessed to bring on a lot of incredible rock and rollers. Eddie Money was one of those guys, and I've mentioned this before. Yeah, you meet a lot of people. A lot of people are like, who are people that you thought would be super nice and turn out to be a-holes? And who are the people that you thought would be a-holes and turn out to be super nice? And I've got stories of both. And Eddie Money was exactly who I thought he'd be, how he'd act, and how he talked to me. He was great. He actually played, it was either a halftime show or after World League of American Football when the Birmingham Fire was in town. I was doing the PA. And one of the reasons I did it with the Maloof family, they own the Palms and the Sacramento Kings and all that stuff. One of the reasons I did that was because all the games were on ABC television. I thought it was super cool to hear Tone the Bone on ABC television on Sunday afternoons. And the World League of American Football was a good thing. The Birmingham Fire was incredibly fun. It was a learning experience for me. But Eddie Money came up to the booth. I interviewed him on the air. He came up and did a show. He was good friends with Philip Maloof from the Maloof family. Remember that yellow Lamborghini? It was the only Lamborghini you'll ever see in Birmingham. And it was yellow. And it was bright. It looked like a giant flipping banana driving through downtown. But Eddie Money passed away at the age of 70. He had cancer back on the state in 2019. But a hell of a nice guy. Former police officer and was just who he was. And he could still sing his ass off back then, too. Congratulations to Coosa Valley Auto Sale. The fine folks up in Sylacauga, Al Cooper is on with us right now. They do fantastic work up there. I have dealt with a lot of car dealerships, probably 20 or 30. I've done things where disc jockeys sold cars. I've had wonderful relationships with a lot of managers, car owners, car dealership owners in my 30 years of being here in Birmingham. And he does something a little differently. And I had to actually go up there and listen to him talk for like an hour. And the guy was just like so passionate about what he does. But they do a customer co-op. I didn't know what a customer co-op was. Basically, you're in partnership with the customer. So when you come in, you want to sell your car or you want to buy a car, he sits down with you and explains to you how much they spent on the car you want to buy or how much they're going to give you for your ride and why they're charging you what they are charging you. It's a used car situation. I know people want new cars, but the minute you drive it off the lot, it loses 15 to 20% of its depreciation. It's gone. So why not go ahead and get a used car, get the great deal, and do it with Coosa Valley Auto Sales. It's worth the drive to Sylacauga. On any given day, they have 40 to 50 cars in the lot. If you go to their website, CoosaValleyAutoSale.com, you're going to see pictures or videos of a lot of the vehicles. Some of them are just red. It's because that car is already gone. The majority of the cars on their lot stay in the lot for 2 to 3 days, and they're gone. They go really, really fast because they do a really, really good job, and that's why it's a customer co-op. Great job. 256-267-0296. 256-267-0296. Check out CoosaValleyAutoSale.com. CoosaValleyAutoSale.com. Trina Nadler, good morning. You like my tank, do you? It's pretty clean, isn't it? Look nice. You like that? You want to see my tank there? You see down there, I got me a little loach down there. I got an iridescent shark in here somewhere. There's my dog. Hello, Rainer Dog. Say hello, Rainer Dog. Yeah. There's my fishy fishies. You know, the thing about fish tanks, too, we do a lot of work with Ed's Pet World. They sponsor Dark Side of the Pooch with Dr. Rab Stewart and the Rossbridge Animal Hospital. You want to keep it a little dirty. It's like your body. If you cleaned out all the bacteria in your body, you're going to get sick as shit. You're not going to feel good. You have to have good bacteria and bad bacteria. And one of the reasons that my tank looks so good is I don't clean it out every week. You clean it out once a month, take a third of the water out, keep your fishies happy. I haven't lost a fish in like 3 years. They're fantastic. I love it. Check out Ed's Pet World. They'll explain it all to you. All right, I hope you have a fantastic day. Again, check out the wonderful show going on this Sunday, September 18th. Andy McKee at Workplay, workplay.com, workplay.com. I saw Tommy Williams' name come up at the bottom of my screen a few minutes ago, so I want to thank him for everything he does for Tony Curry Radio and TKR. Download the TKR app. You're doing me a huge favor by doing it. It's a classic rock app. We're constantly working on it to make it better. We just got through a bunch of new software updates, so the music's going to sound even better. It's going to be more clear. And thanks for all of your advice and your criticisms and your praises for everything we've done on TKR. Download the TKR app on Android or Apple, Apple or Android. Check it out. And, of course, also check out our wonderful podcast. We have 13 different shows. We're adding three more shows over the next couple of weeks. Search Tony Curry Radio Podcast. We're on Audio Boom, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, and you can check out all of our great shows. But everything runs first run on Tony Curry Radio, and I think you're going to love it. Check it out. Rebecca Wendrisco, good morning to you. Thanks again for watching today. I hope you have a fantastic day. It's 55 stinking degrees outside. I got mice in my studio downstairs. I love life. It's just a fantastic day. It's cooling off. Thank you, Lord. It's great. I hope you have a wonderful day. I love you. And don't forget, don't hit, don't quit, don't be an idiot. Watch your mouth.